As I look back on all my days, so many times, in so many ways, I have been blessed, and all I can say, God has been good. Sometimes the nights bring sorrow and pain, sometimes the tears fall like the rain, but through it all, He's never changed. Our God is still good.
Our God is still good when the waves roll high. God is still good all through the night. When I don't know I can and I don't understand, God is still good. Clouds of doubt may darken the way. Showers of blessing may come any day. He'll see us through, and we'll stand here and say, our God is still good,
so good.
There have been times where I've let Him down, made my mistakes, but still I have found I'm a stumble and fall, but through it all, God has been good. Mercy still flows from the palm of His hand. He gives me grace and helps me to stand. And although He knows how unworthy I am, my God is still good.
Our God is still good when the waves roll high. God is still good all through the night. When I've done all I can and I don't understand, God is still good. Clouds of doubt may darken the way. Showers of blessing may come any day. He'll see us through, and we'll stand here and say, our God is still good. Clouds of doubt may darken the way. Showers of blessing may come any day. He'll see us through, and we'll stand here and say, our God is still good.
So.
For His goodness. Amen. Would you take your Bibles and stand with me? We'll turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 together. In the New Testament, all those T books are together. 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, 1st, 2nd Timothy, and Titus. And we're going to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And when you find your place there, we'll look at verse 16. We've got some short verses here, but powerful verses. Yet the same. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm going to read this once through, and then we'll read it all through together. So I'll read it out loud to start us off, verse 16 through 18. And you follow along there in your copy of the Word of God. Then we'll read it all together afterwards. The Bible says this, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Would you read that with me all together? Verse 16. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Our Heavenly Father, we're grateful today for your love for us, that you laid down your life for our sins, became our Savior and the sacrifice for us. Lord, we're thankful for our veterans, those who have served in the military, those in the past who have given their lives. Lord, we're so thankful for them, but we're thankful most of all for the ultimate sacrifice you gave in sending your Son. I ask now that you would be with Pastor Becker. Give him wisdom as he speaks to us this morning. I ask that you would use him, allow your Holy Spirit to fill him and to fill our hearts that we might receive your word. Bless us now is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. See, we're having kind of a bit of a patriotic service today. I think that any excuse to have a patriotic service, I'm good for that.
Amen.
Amen. And then also, as the lady sang about it, we're going to talk about the subject of Thanksgiving because it's just around the corner. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16, the Bible says here, if I get my Bible open, that'd be great too. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks. Would you say that with me again? Ready, begin. In everything, give thanks. In everything. You know that we're only 18 days away from Thanksgiving? Amen. It's coming. There's something that's built into my DNA. I look forward to Thanksgiving. Probably has nothing to do with food, football, you know, anything like that. But I've always enjoyed Thanksgiving. So all you Christmas people, hold off a little bit. Don't get ahead of the cart, okay? And let Thanksgiving come. I've heard some heresy about trees and lights and all that going up already. And so to hold off a little bit. If you want to start buying presents and stuff, okay, I guess it's okay. But I love Thanksgiving. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. As you look at these three verses, you have three short, powerful verses that really give you a truth that applies throughout your life, anytime, any place, anywhere, and it's rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And then thirdly, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Are there situations that you faced in your life where you say, God, I don't think I could possibly give thanks for this? Well, we're supposed to give thanks for it. In everything, give thanks. Say, God, there's no way that God is saying in this situation, give thanks. Now, we don't give thanks for sin and unholy and unrighteous things, of course. But anything that God allows or brings into your life, we are to give thanks. That's what this holiday is about thanksgiving in, during, in the midst of whatever you're going through today, give thanks. And whatever you're going to face tomorrow, give thanks. And everything that we face in our life, we are commanded to give thanks. There's some principles in the Bible where God gives you that all, everywhere, every time, every place principles, and this is one of those. That we are to give thanks, the Bible says, in everything. I want to give you a few verses. I'll have you turn to some of them this morning. But I want to talk to you about a few verses here that it talks about in everything that we're to give thanks. I want you to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 11. And if you'll turn quickly to a few places, then I'll let you take a break and listen. Deuteronomy chapter 26. And verse number 11, Deuteronomy 26 and verse 11, the Bible says, "And thou shalt rejoice," what's the next few words? "In every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given thee, and unto thine house, thou and the Levite, the stranger that is among thee." It says, "Thou shalt rejoice in every good thing." If you take your Bibles and turn over to, let's go to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 20. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. The Bible says we are to rejoice in every good thing that the Lord has brought into your life. Have we ever been guilty of not rejoicing over things that God has done? Taking the credit ourselves, giving the credit to other people, or maybe even worse, just completely ignoring it altogether. To not rejoice in what God has done in your life. In Ephesians 5:20, it says this, giving thanks, what's the next word? Always. For, what's the next two words? All things. Always for all things. You say, no. I can't give thanks for everything. The Bible says we are to give thanks for everything. Rejoice in what God brings into our life. It says, unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. To give thanks always for all things, everywhere, all the time, for what the Lord has done in our lives. Turn to Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 6, if you would please. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 6. Philippians 4, 6, this says, be careful for nothing, but in, what's the next two words? Everything by prayer. And supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. How many times do we go to God with our demands? We go to God with our request, and we should go to God, and God wants to hear from us. But how many times do we go back to God when he has blessed us. And can I get a testimony? Is anyone in here blessed this morning? I mean, you've been overly blessed by God more than you could ever deserve. My hand is up on that one. The Bible says, in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Yes, God wants to hear requests and your needs, but he also wants to hear thank you. I'm assuming that you do that with your children or your grandchildren. And you give them something, and as many kids do, they take it and go to run off, and you say, hold on a second. Did you just get something? Did you ask me for it? And I gave it to you, and you said, you need to stop and say thank you. Say thank you. Pleased to get it, thank you to keep it, right? Teaching good manners, that's important. You know that one of the signs of the end times, of all the horrible sins that you find in the Word of God mentioned, one of the sins is unthankfulness. Unthankfulness. If you were to name the top 10 sins in America, I can imagine not a single person, other than if you were a Bible-believing Christian, and then maybe even still wouldn't put that on the top 10 list. But God put it there as the signs of the times of people turning away from God and God's return. Unthankful. Giving thanks always in everything by prayer and supplication. I'll read a few more verses here about everything and all things that God does in our life. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it says, to everything there's a season. All right, the seasons come and go. If you drive around, as we're doing now with our family and our kids, you do this driving around, maybe I'm getting older. Look at that tree. Look at how bright that tree is. Can you believe that? And they're dying. We're enjoying the trees dying is what we're doing, right? A few houses we've lived in, you know, the trees, they start dying and the leaves are dying and they're getting ready to fall. My wife's like, they're so beautiful. And I'm like, I'm going to have to rake all of those things up. She's enjoying it. I'm looking at the work we have to do with that. But there's a season, the Bible says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. And then the Bible says this, he hath made everything beautiful in his time. You ever gone through things in your life and you say, God, why? How? What, you know, what's the purpose? And you get the doctor's report, you get the news, the phone call, and things are not as you would want them to be, but God says to be thankful. To be thankful. He hath made everything beautiful, listen to this though, in his time. Right? That's the key to that verse, in his time. You ever not been thankful and seen the importance of it at the time, but then later on you went, oh, God knew what he was doing. Now I see what God was trying to do in and through my life. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for what? For good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So God can make some things good. Is that what it says? Most things. When you agree to it, when you like it. No, God said he can work all things together for good. And that's good in God's eyes. All things together for good. In Mark 7:37, it says, and we're beyond measure astonished, saying he hath done all things well. Do you believe that God can make all things and work them together for good in your life? You say, but I can't see it. That's okay. You're not God and I'm not either. I don't see the end. But God does. I don't see it from God's perspective, but he does. Giving thanks. I want to give you a challenge this morning on this thought of being thankful for everything. Not some things, not most of the things, not just the things that you like or asked for, but being thankful for everything that God brings into your life. See, we're good at being thankful for the things that we want and that we like, but not the things that we didn't enjoy as much. But God allows things into our life that we don't see at the time, but later on we'll see that we can be thankful. You have to be thankful on purpose. Did you notice that? You got to be thankful on purpose. I read this story. A little boy was asked to pray for dinner. Before he bowed his head to pray, he looked at the dish. Then closing his eyes, he prayed, Lord, I don't like the looks of it, but I'll have to thank you and eat it anyways. Maybe he prayed and said, Lord, would you please change this food while I close my eyes? Give me something good that I like. You know, the parent to the child, eat it. It's good for you. And kids, you ever looked at that plate and said, there's no way this is good for me. There's no way this can taste good. There's no way it can be healthy for me. But someone knows better than you do. Amen? Shake your head. Mom and dad know better than you, all right? He says, I don't like the look of it, but I'll thank you for it anyway. You ever God given you something in your day and you went, God, I don't like the looks of it, but I'll thank you anyway. God, I don't understand, but I'll thank you anyways. In everything, give thanks. Thankfulness, it affects your outlook. It affects your attitude. It affects how you serve the Lord. Your thankfulness, your spirit affects everything in your life that you face. And just saying, God, thank you. Thank you. Helen Keller said this, so much has been given to me that I have no time to ponder that which I don't have. So much has been given to me, I don't have time to ponder and think about what I don't have. You say, but I need a whole lot. Join the crowd. You have prayer needs, I have prayer needs like everyone else. But let's be thankful for what we do have and not being unthankful for what we don't have. Giving thanks is not a matter of being thankful, it's a matter of obedience. Gratitude is an offering precious in the sight of God, and it is one that the poorest of us can make. And be not poor, but richer for having made it. Being thankful for what you have. Better is little with trusting and fearing the Lord than great revenues and treasures and trouble therewith. Having that little that has been given to you by God and realizing that you've been blessed, that we can be thankful for that. But how many times do we look around at the world and think, God, how come they have everything that I don't have? What we should say is, how come they have everything that I want? Not that I need the things that I want, but guess what? Things will never make us happy, will they? The things in life, just we get more and more things. In America, we have an overabundance of things, of stuff. Look at our garages, our cabinets, and our junk drawers and all that. We throw away more than what the most of this world has to begin with, and yet we want more. We want more, because why? We're not thankful. Thankful for everything, not just the things you like. Thankful for everything, not just the things that you choose. You say, well, someday I'll say thank you for it. How about saying thank you for it now? Thankful in all things. You know that one thing that you think, I don't know how I could be thankful for it. You say, God, help me to learn what I need, have the right spirit that I need to get through, and help me to be thankful. Sometimes you have to work harder at being thankful, don't you? Sometimes it comes a little easier. You get what you want. Oh, I'm so thankful. You don't get what you want. Oh, and then we pout and throw a fit like children do. You ever seen adults throw temper tantrums out in public? And you think, do they know that everyone has a phone to record your tantrum for all of us to see? Nothing is hidden anymore. I don't know if you knew that. You are probably being recorded everywhere you go. For the paranoid people, we're not recording you. All right. Thankful to the Lord. In everything, give thanks. I want to give you three thoughts today. How can we be thankful for everything? First of all, is this thankfulness, realizing it is a command from the Lord. In everything, if you feel like it, give thanks. Nope. In everything, give thanks. It's not a request, it's a command. The Bible would say in Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you are also called in one body, and be ye thankful. Be ye thankful. Not a suggestion, but a command that God said, I want you, my people, to be thankful. You think of the Israelites, that God brought them out of bondage in Egypt. The 10 plagues. I mean, if you're an Israelite and you're watching the 10 plagues brought upon the Egyptian people, you would just be going, wow, I can't believe what God is doing. That's my God. That's the power of my God. There is no commander or person in this world that can stand up against my God. And yet they leave Egypt and they come to the Red Sea. And what'd they say? Thank you, God, for bringing us out. They said, did you bring us out here to die? And then God parts the Red Sea and they walk across again on dry ground. And they go across the Red Sea, and then they see the sea collapse back on the whole Egyptian army, the Pharaoh's army. And they must have gone, wow, look at my God. And then they said, but we have no water out here. We're going to die. If God could part the ocean, he could probably give you water. We've got no food. We need to go back to Egypt, back to slavery and bondage. They complained and argued and murmured all through the wilderness, just as you and I probably would have done as well before you get too high-minded and think better of yourselves. It's a command to be thankful. It's a command. First of all, it should be easy to be thankful. You look back in your life and say, God, all that you've done, man, God, you've been good. You've been good to me more than I deserve. Salvation, a home in heaven, the Word of God, a family, a church, a country, all that we have, and we have to be commanded to be thankful. It should just overflow out of our spirits to be thankful. Realize it's a command from God. When you like it or don't, we're commanded to be thankful. Whether it's what you like or you don't, we're commanded to be thankful. In everything, give thanks. It's not taken, it's given. You have to give thanks. You know, you tell your kids to tell their siblings sorry after they get in a fight, and what do? Sorry. They're like, I'm going to get you later. You know? You're like, oh, came from the heart, didn't it? You're like, so sweet to see them caring for each other. In our lives, how many times say, God, thank you, even though I didn't want it. God's like, oh, man, that blesses my heart. It shouldn't be forced. It should be willing. It should be given. It should be a thanksgiving offering that we give to God and say, God, thank you. God, you've been so good. Thank you. Do you come to God in prayer and tell God thank you? It should flow out of our spirits. Thankfulness is a command. Thankfulness, number two, is the will of God. In First Thessalonians 5 and verse number 18, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. This is the will of God. It's God's will in your life. I remember being a young person thinking, I want to do God's will for my life, but where do I find it? Where's it at? Where do I go? Do I go to the post office? You know, to go to my teacher, my preacher? Where do I go to find God's will for my life? It's not meant to be anything mysterious. God's telling us very clearly right here that the will of God is for you and I to be thankful. It's God's plan for your life that you be thankful. It's a command of God, but also it's the plan from God for you and I to be thankful in our life. It is the will of God. God has a plan for your life. You ever thought about that? You're not an accident, a mistake, an oops where God has forgotten about you. You are perfectly created by God. And God has a plan for your life. And part of that plan is that you would be thankful. The will of God, the command of God, that you would be thankful in your life. It's a command of God. It's the will of God. But then also understand this, that thankfulness is for you. Thankfulness is for you. The Bible says in verse number 18 again, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning who? You. Individual. You ever get stuck in the, you know, you're like, why are they driving so fast? And you're breaking the speed limit? You know, why are they in the like 10 limit or less aisle at the store? You're like, oh, I broke that rule as well. Sometimes we are so self-justified to we look at others and say, you know what's wrong with our country and city, and we want to point everyone else out. But how about we point it back at ourselves? Guess what? I can't make a decision for anybody else but for me. This is God's will for my life, that I would be thankful. I can't speak for everyone, but I can choose this to be thankful, because that's what God has allowed to come into my life, that God has blessed me. Right? You've been blessed today? Amen. Been blessed and highly favored by the God of heaven, and God said, I want you to be thankful. God wants to hear your voice today. God wants to hear you to come to him in prayer today. God wants to see you as his children coming to him, being thankful, realizing that, again, we are highly blessed by God. Since we are blessed by God, we should be thankful. And if you're thankful for everything, again, not some things, if you're thankful for everything, then we have nothing to complain about. Right? If you're thankful for everything, you have nothing to complain about. You say, but what if I don't get my way? It's not about you and I getting our way. It's what did God allow to come into my life today. I have no reason to complain. Remember, complaining does nothing but ruin your spirit and probably those around you as well, for the record. If you're thankful for everything, you have nothing to complain about. If you're thankful for everything, then we have nothing to be depressed and angry and upset and jealous about. We can be thankful to God. Giving thanks is too often demoted to a secondary place in the prayers of Christ's people. We are quick to make our requests and slow to thank God for His answers. Because God so often answers our prayers, we come to expect it. We forget that it is only by the grace of God that we have received anything from Him. We come to God with all the needs. And yes, God wants to hear your needs. You're His child. If you're saved, you're a child of God. Think about that. And you come to God and say, God, I have needs today, but I just want to stop and say thank you. For what? And the list could go on, couldn't it? The list could go on of all the things that we should be thankful to God about. Gratitude is an offering precious in the sight of God. It is one that the poorest of us can make. And be not poor, but richer for having made it. And we are truly rich in God's eyes, aren't we? A child of God, you're rich in God's eyes. Blessed and given way more than I deserve. Rich in the sight of God. Are you thankful today? Are you blessed today? If we were to stop and just think about all the goodness of God, about all that God has done. And again, not what I can get to shove it in my pockets and go show it everyone else. You know, look at all that I have. But to stop and think about God's blessings that maybe no one else knows about. But you know it came from God. Let's make sure that we take the time to be thankful to the Lord today. Again, we can so quickly have an attitude of ingratitude. Expecting, coveting, upset. Let's just stop. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. Again, not some, not most, but in everything, give thanks. Why? For this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. Are you thankful today? In everything, we can and we should give thanks. It changes your attitude. It changes your outlook, your perspective. It helps your spirit to be right. And God is concerned with the heart. Let's make sure our heart is right with the Lord today.